Governor Walker says he won't budge on the repair bill, which contains a provision ending collective bargaining for most public workers. But he says Republicans are trying to move the process forward in a way that's acceptable to Democrats, perhaps by putting certain elements in the biennial budget.
Even as late as this weekend, yesterday, I authorized two members of my administration to travel to South Beloit to go across the state line to do exactly what Senator Miller is asking for in this letter to be done in the future. We did yesterday.
In a written statement, Miller says the governor and legislative Republicans refuse to negotiate, but can do so with any member of the Senate Democratic caucus. One of the Senate holdouts who's been meeting with Republicans is Senator Bob Jauch of Poplar.
In no way are Senator Cullen and I going to undercut Senator Miller or the 12 other members of our caucus. No one's going to be the 20th vote, and we're going to come back as 14.
20 votes are needed to pass the stalled budget repair bill. Jauch says meetings with Republicans have been civil, but both sides still disagree. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.